Frontier Village Association Board fails to meet quorum. Attorney to work with city. Leeds man sentenced to 8 years in fraud scheme. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Frontier Village Association Board had scheduled a meeting Tuesday evening at the All Vets Club, but was unable to conduct business after failing to meet quorum. Items to be discussed included appointment of new members, resignation of current members, and transferring items over to the city of Jamestown. Board President Melody Mittleiter was the only member to show for the meeting. According to a letter from Matthew Sorensen, attorney with Vogel Law Offices, they were advised that the other members would not be attending the meeting.
The board has made it abundantly clear that it will transfer its collection to the city of Jamestown. The abstaining board members request that the city works with the attorneys at the Vogel Law firm to finalize theirs.
Because the board failed to meet quorum, no actions were taken. A former North Dakota grain trader who admitted to bilking farmers, elevators, and commodity brokers out of millions of dollars has been sentenced to serve 8 years in prison. 22-year-old Hunter Hansen, who became involved in the business shortly out of high school, pleaded guilty in July to wire fraud and money laundering for defrauding about 60 sellers in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Canada. Court documents show that Hansen contracted with victims to buy crops and either failed to pay them or sent them checks that bounced. Hansen allegedly had no grain marketing training or experience. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and other opponents are preparing to argue their case against a proposed expansion of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Texas-based Energy Transfer wants to double the capacity of the line to as much as 1.1 million barrels daily to meet growing demand for oil shipments from North Dakota. The $3.8 billion pipeline has been moving North Dakota oil through to a shipping point in Illinois since 2017. That's the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Be sure to subscribe to our podcasts, which you can also find on NewsDakota.com.